Hey, and it is now Wednesday. It is March the 10th, and we're ready for tonight. Listen, it's going to be another incredible supernatural hour. I really believe that. Between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. here, Eastern Standard Time, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Want to welcome everybody coming in and listening. Appreciate the emails we've been getting lately also, and the information coming in, and quite a few emails about individuals that had walked up into the deep woods or into a barn or into somebody's home and found what they felt was a satanic ritual site. What I'm going to tell you again tonight in the series we are doing, I think this is a vital series. I think it has everything to do with the end of days. I think it has everything to do with what, we're going through in the world around us. There is no advance to the satanic agenda. Not globalism, not the Antichrist, not a one world order, not opposition to Christianity. None of it can occur or come about without that absolute sense of expressed, manifest demonic power. Now, again, I'm going to ask you to take a few moments to write down R1919. I'll do a lot of speaking on this down in Nashville, April 23rd, 24th. This is a main part of my topic down there, dark rituals and dark power. And there's a major reason for that. We are doing that because the end times deals with the unprecedented clash between the powers of darkness and the agenda that is there, and God's agenda and what God is doing in the world. So we need to take time to really look at what God is doing in the world and what his agenda is, what his will is. But we need to know, again, from a biblical revelation, what it is that, the dark side is doing. And I think that we can not only see it in a biblical, accurate sense, as God gives a heads up, but we can take a look at the past, we can look at the present, we can look at the future, and we can see where it is literally spiritual force that even determines military battles on the battlefield. And I'm going to take you to a place tonight where we'll talk about that in just a few moments. I want to say again, welcome to everybody coming in. And we're now taking a look at the conferences coming up. And I want to encourage you to consider coming to Michigan the 27th of March. We're going to bring up 6 hours of teaching, training, questions, and answers, and it'll be a great day, and I hope to see you. You can find the information and a website if you look to shatterthedarkness.net, and you find a, scroll down, and you'll see the three conferences. You're going to see the one in St. Louis, the 9th and the 10th, and that's going to include Tony Cal, Mary Jo Schneller, Dr. Gregory Reed. We have Lynn Marzulli going to be there and myself. So there's a number of teachers and presenters there. Take a look at the information there. There's a separate website. And then the big conference down in Nashville, the 23rd, 24th. This thing has grown and grown. Very excited about it. And a lot of what you've been listening to, a lot of the MP3s that we've put out, well, they are the very things that we're going to be dealing with when we're down there. So I want you to know that that's part of the agenda. You will be getting some very concentrated materials. Don't forget on the web, shatterthedarkness.net, there's a training course. Actually, it's like going to 3 or 4 seminars. It really is. Because I think it's over 20 hours of seminar-based, conference-based lectures called Confronting the Powers. Believers in Christ, it's there free, all there for you. It's an older work that we did, but it's still very, very good. The brand new series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, it's begun. There's about 3 training hours right now. And right now, we are doing a series here on Monday night, Tuesday night, tonight, Wednesday, and also Friday night at 6 p.m. And again, the title this week is Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, the what, why, and where of human sacrifice. Has that played a part in the past? Yes. What about the present? Absolutely. What about the future as we look at, again, the biblical revelation of what's going to be occurring? When you think in terms of Armageddon, what do you think? Armageddon, anybody looking at Revelation 19:19? I mean, all the other Old Testament prophecies, everything in the New, but when it comes down to it, Revelation 19:19. Guess what? Revelation 19:19, you know what it deals with? It deals with the fact that, well, the super military system or the future global, most advanced technologically, most advanced in the sense of weaponry, advanced in the sense of a unified military system. I mean, we are now talking about the end. This is now the high point. This is now the pinnacle. This is now the very apex of future society. This is the apex of globalism, and all New Agers should understand that. And by the way, New Agers that listen, and psychics that listen, and remote viewers that get a hold of this, and I know that military men and women, and sometimes governmental people and those that do recon on the show. Very important that you're here, because tonight, as we delve a little bit into the Jack Parsons, JPL, the military issues in military science, this is the great target of the dark side. And it's important that we take a look at it now before it gets, well, in one sense, it will come to the point of no return. Sometime after the great chaos, the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos, the man of lawlessness, somewhere in the next couple of years when the mark of the beast comes out and the image of the beast comes out, and those who have been prepped and ready and take the mark and take a commitment to worshiping the image, please understand now, there's no way out of it. Revelation 19:19 demonstrates one thing, the fulfillment of a 3,000-year-old prophecy, Psalm chapter 2. Once again, God speaks, God warns, God gives invitation now to avoid that day. Please understand, for those who are Luciferian, and those who are committed to the cause, those who want to be a part of the advanced, supernaturally charged, super soldier military system, those who want to be a part of globalism, please understand that Revelation 19:19 is your coming high point. It is the crescendo of your development, your technology. It's the highest point of a globally unified system under sheer supernatural power, be it the Antichrist, the dragon, and the false prophet. The apex of satanic manifestation, the unprecedented, unequaled level of, release of the dark side. It is absolutely massive. It is absolutely unprecedented. And there is no super military system, no political unified global system without the power behind it. Let me give you a warning right now again. Survivalist, researcher, those who are looking towards, DARPA, NASA, NSA, CIA, they all have the rumblings already of the prince of the power of the air, the atmosphere, that field of energy around the planet, that sense of living consciousness. Remote viewers can talk about it as the collective unconscious, or the living universe, or the conscious universe, the Akashic Records. It's the central realm from where the satanic presence operates. and is penetrating through to our side. He is the prince of the power, the domain of the Eros, the dense atmosphere encircling the earth. He's the spirit who is now at work, Greek word, supernaturally operative. Now that's Ephesians chapter 2. And then when you go to chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians, you've got the issue of a secret power of lawlessness already at work. Satan already at work. Same idea. Supernatural operative power. Talk about black ops. Talk about psyops. We are now talking about the force, the presence that literally entered into Judas, who betrayed the Son of God unto death. The involvement behind the crucifixion of Jesus is the same presence penetrating and bringing about political ideology for a global system. Military science and military application and military vision for the future. If it includes the idea of globalism, if it includes the idea of a supernatural empowerment, human enhancement coming from masqueraded but very lethal dark power and presence. This is what occurred, well, some thousands of years ago in the book of 2 Kings. Anybody can take a look. It was the king of Moab, a highly demonized nation. The battle, the king now, a military king. And by the way, when you see the phrase kings of the earth, it's a combination of political and military leadership. The kings of the earth are either the presidents, prime ministers, kings that are involved in the direct authority control or hands-on of being military leaders. The king of Moab saw that a battle, a war, a conflict had gone against him. 2 Kings chapter 3, my friends. Now here's what he did. The first thing that a military king did was he took 700 swordsmen. He sent them down to break through to the king of Eden. But they failed. Once again, the concept of a military king throwing more people into the battle, throwing more armament into the battle, kind of a military surge occurred right there. 2 Kings chapter 3. When that failed, when sheer human military power failed, verse 27 is very telling. And I'm going to tell you right now that this is a picture of much broader things that have occurred throughout history, obviously seen among the Nazis, in the Middle East right now, where spiritual presence develops political and military ideology, vision, application, and warfare. And the spiritual force behind the kings determine success, victory, military advance. So here we will speak about again the weaponization of satanic powers. In 2 Kings, thousands of years ago, chapter 3, a military political king took his firstborn son, who was to succeed him as king. Very important person. And this king offered him as a human sacrifice on the city wall. I want you to hear it again. I'm going to say this is what is occurring at Bohemian Grove. High places like the Black Forest, Palatine, all over the world where there are big, broad, high places, deeply hidden, supernaturally covered, protected, guarded, a secret power of lawlessness, where human sacrifice on very broad scales bring empowerment for success and advancement of this satanic agenda. In this case, the king took his own human son. This is very revealing concerning the king, very revealing concerning a political, military individual that would sell himself out. And this is what political leaders of today, those hundreds of American political leaders and military leaders and wealthy elite and media moguls who've all been invited to go to Bohemian Grove and sit and watch what they have been told is a mock human sacrifice. Though every witness and every victim that has come out has clearly said that it is no mock human sacrifice. In observation, it is absolutely real. And the powers raised are raised with intent and with purpose, summoned to be sent. We'll talk about that in a minute. The end of days point to all of the political activity, all of the military activity, all of the application of military technology will come from sheer supernatural guidance, direction, and enforcement. A combination of literally supernatural or supernaturally given technologies. Keep your eyes on anybody in the DOD, anybody in NASA, anybody working anywhere on planetary defense weapons systems. They will probably be used in the end. Revelation 19:19. God gave a glimpse of what's to come. God gave a glimpse of what will be here. God gave a glimpse. And it's for us to do the research. How in the world did the globe become so unified? And under what power? Under what system? How in the world did the military systems of the world become one? The technologies become so advanced. How in the world has any of this actually occurred? And I'll say again what biblical revelation shows, what research into the underbelly of things going on shows, what's going on right now. As a matter of fact, there are those maybe listening right now that are involved in seeking human enhancement for military soldiers, military application, military weapon systems. Supernatural ideas pop in the mind. Supernatural dreams come. Military scientists meditating, projecting out, receiving insight. Could it be like Dan Sherman when he claims that he worked at the NSA as an intuitive connected to a machine? Receiving data, information from extra-dimensional presence. And if NASA was doing that, as he claims, and others claim, and what would be done there would also be done in other departments. If this is true, what is the content that has been given to military leadership, military scientists, military weapons developers, military strategists? Are they selling themselves out for supernatural human enhancement among their military systems? The concept of super soldiers is a historic reality now as we go back to the Nazis. And the desire for a 1,000-year reign and rule worldwide, and to enforce that worldwide reign and rule would be a master race of super soldiers, godmen, Aryan blood, the concepts of having supernatural powers, enhancements in these soldiers that would be literally indefeatable, and would enforce the rule and reign of a very, very dark system. It would include the elimination, obviously, the elimination of Israel and the elimination of anything as far as Christianity was concerned. It was Hitler himself that ordered that the Bible be removed from the main tables in churches and Mein Kampf placed there instead. The issue of Hitler and the Nazis is a small glimpse of the concepts of globalism, the coming Antichrist, and the new military systems. The Nazi development is but a tiny tip of the iceberg of what was to occur. Now, let's take a look at a few things tonight. If you're listening tonight, we want to say again, welcome, and you're welcome to write to us, shatterxmail, sbcglobal.net. If you ever come to listen and there's difficulties, as there has been at sometimes in the sound and with systems or things being shut down, we do record and put up the archives for you, trying to get it up the same day. I want to say thank you again for the many, many comments coming in, the prayers that have been expressed by a number of you, and now the requests for a number of individuals that need deliverance. And we understand that, and we'll be working with you. But I want you to hear now, and right now, concerning, Jack Parsons, JPL. When you do any kind of studies at all, and we've watched today videos take by Richard Hoagland on Jack Parsons, and many different video things, we've read stuff, we've written about him a little bit in our book, The Babylon Working. You got to realize something occurred in the 40s. A lot of things occurred in the 40s, and beyond that, we have the most in-depth occult writings possibly in human history. Helena Blavatsky earlier, and then Alice Bailey, and a book called The Externalization of the Hierarchy, guided by what she considers an ascended master, the Tibetan. Now, yesterday, I believe it was, I mentioned out of books on human sacrifice that I saw artwork that is in the Vatican Museum. I don't know why. But it's of Tibetan spirituality, the Tibetan deities all encircling, and you're looking at all these deities, Tibetan deities, the place that Himmler went to look for Aryan connection and spiritual, trying to tap in to what was just above the Tibetan, the world, that region there. There are many that believe the Great White Brotherhood, a great sense of a gathering of the ascended masters, are over that area. But it's interesting to me that the Tibetan deities are all seen chowing down, eating human hearts. The concept of human sacrifice and cannibalism and eating heart. I mean, listen. The kind of spiritual presence that flows from that kind of dark, ritual, human, sacrificial blood is some of the deepest manifestation of the satanic nature that we can find. In the book, Externalization of the Hierarchy, we have Alice Bailey being guided. Literally, it is what the Spirit of God calls didache of demons, teachings of demons. Inspired writings, yes, but inspired by who? By an ascended master that would dictate to her to make sure that all that she was putting out there would be literally, in detail, what it was that this ascended master, I think the Bible calls them cosmocrators. Or at the very least, that's found in Ephesians 6, planos spirits, seducing. There's an agenda. We've been talking about that a lot. And I believe that Jack Parsons got caught up in it, as I believe so many of the Nazi doctors, Nazi scientists, Nazi leaders were overwhelmingly guided, visited, directed, and literally mounted in their developments. Jack Parsons doing the Babylon working out in the Mojave Desert. Jack Parsons, some consider the father of rocket science and when you begin to do the studies, listen, I encourage you to look at the Babylon working. Its connection, or Jack's connection, to JPL, to NASA, to the United States of America's top scientists, including all of this, is Jack Parsons' belief in the acquiring of demonic powers, that he himself was like the beast, that all of Christianity was evil and needed to be eradicated, destroyed. His attempt to create a Nephilim, a moonchild, a Babylon working, a conjuring of the whore of Babylon, the presence to come through, a ritual working of sex magic to produce an enhanced human child, a human being, a genetically enhanced. Now, the interesting thing about this is, it is also stated in all the research that Jack would influence other scientists. He would invite other scientists into the black magic, dark rituals that he was performing. There's no question that they acquired contact with dark presence, or that dark presence dwelt in them. There is no question that dark presence guided ideas that could be part of the rocket science, military applications, and now the development of planetary defense weapons systems. I'm going to tell you three reasons why here in a moment. And I want you to hear me as I say three things first. Number one, massive dark rituals have been going on. Massive, like Bohemian Grove, like Jack Parsons and the Babylon working, like the Amalantra working. Massive rituals that open not just individuals to demon possession, demon acquisition, demon powers being raised and coming into the priests and the ritual workers. But massive rituals have been done that literally seem to split open the veil and allow presence to pour in. Powerful dark presence that can influence military systems, political systems, the leaders that are there guiding the developments. It is found in NASA. It is found in the NSA. It is found in the CIA, MKUltra, Monarch, Phoenix, many other projects unnamed, in DARPA. In the very idea of using anything, doing anything to gain superiority, isn't this what the king did? The king of Moab? When he took 700 swordsmen and sent them down, and his military, surge didn't work. It failed, the Bible says. So instead, he took his own son and he sacrificed him to a demon god for one reason: favor and power in a military situation. And the Bible reads very clear, the fury against Israel was great. And Israel withdrew and returned to their own land. This means one thing. Powers came down, were released, mounted the soldiers of the Moabite king. In the air, on them, a supernatural human enhancement occurred. And a military battle was won against Israel. How many believers out there remember the story of Moses? When a nation that is deeply committed to demon gods, human sacrifice, and the shedding of human blood, and even cannibalism, when this nation is going to fight Israel, when this nation would do sacrifices and seek to appease its demon gods and seek powers that would mount their soldiers and spiritually back literally be in the atmosphere and back their soldiers in battle against Israel. Now, Moses went up, raised his arms in intercessory prayer. The idea of the laws of engagement come into play here. The satanic powers cannot come across, cannot come through, cannot manifest, cannot advance any cause without those doorways being opened. And I'm going to tell you that in a fallen world, God also operates where there's faith, where there's prayer. If there's no prayer and there's no faith, there is no window through which God operates. Moses obviously gives us this picture. He's raising his hands to God in prayer, and the power of God on Israel and the military system of Israel in the Old Testament theocracy advanced the cause and began to defeat a nation that sacrificed humans and children and shed blood and worshiped demons. But when the hands of Moses went down, when the prayers began to cease, it seemed as though it closed the door of the manifest presence of God. Can I tell you something right now? Ritual workers that I've known, that I've engaged, that I've talked to, they understand this principle. They understand that they need to continue to do them again and again and again and again and again so that the dark powers can continue to come and continue to come and be fueled and be added to and advance the cause. If anybody does the research of Jack Parsons in the 40s, we know there is a massive shift that occurred in the United States. The war ends, the demonic powers and presence on the Nazis and what occurred there seems to have gone worldwide, seeking to advance the same agenda, to bring about a globalism, to bring about a supernatural world leader, to bring about a highly advanced supranaturally empowered military system. I'm going to ask you again, understanding that every rocket, every missile, every bomb, every bullet, every single item in the military arsenal first came out of the heads of those who had ideas, scientists, engineers, weapons development specialists. Anybody studying Ingo Swann, who some call the father of remote viewing, can read and research how when it came down to developing the kind of controlled remote viewing that was used at Stargate, Fort Meade, and we see today, an outside influence, ideas, thoughts popped into his head as he was swimming. He was already susceptible to this kind of communication to human skull. Communications come in. Ideas come. We even have one remote viewer that literally would do meditations and open up to spirits and become passive and allow things to come in so that he can receive. PK man Ted Owens did the same thing. And this principle is the principle that begins to layer, spiritually layer, people like Jack Parsons and all those around him. I mean, he operated and worked with one of the most, well, some call the most wicked occultists ever. Now, deep left-hand path occultists won't call Aleister Crowley wicked. Aleister Crowley, in a high-ordered ritual with his own son, where his son died. It was really after that that he slid backwards and eventually died, literally, sick, crazed, poverty. I'm going to let you know there's kind of a pattern to Satan's use of humans who are susceptible, vulnerable, open to supernatural enhancement. Supernatural enhancement without any discernment. You see, I'm speaking to you right now, and I have supernatural enhancement. I have enhancement by the Spirit of God. There's the presence of God that I know, the person of God that I know. It is possible to know the living Christ, to know the living God, and to have interaction. I know what it is for the Spirit of God to speak to me, to influence me, to guide me, to direct me. I know what it is. And so when I feel that guidance, leading, direction, I'm going to tell you right now, for every believer out there that knows what it is for the Spirit of God to speak to you, to guide you, to give you leading. I mean, check out Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8 will tell you about a man named Philip that could quote the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God guided him. He said that the Holy Spirit said, go over there and stand by that man. He could quote that. I could do that over numerous leadings the Spirit of God would give. And for every believer in Christ, the gift of the Spirit of God is given. And the Spirit of God is given to, guide and direct and empower and lead. There is supernatural enhancement that comes in the gift of salvation when we receive Jesus. Nothing like it in any other system. Nothing like it provided by anyone else. This is the gift of God. This is the work of God. This, my dear friends, is what God does for us. Now let me tell you something. Just as the Nazis, just as Jack Parsons and many others, there are now today scientists that would be just like Jack Parsons, practicing dark ritual magic. It's kind of sophisticated nowadays, done even in hidden military bases down below. And I think there's only one way to come and detect this, find this. I want to make a suggestion to military soldiers, wherever you're at, who know the living Christ and have the Spirit of God and want to begin to pray. And I would ask everyone to begin to pray for U.S. military. I would ask you to pray that anything as far as dark rituals and dark powers that is being done anywhere in the entire military system would be uncovered, exposed. Now we're talking about a superior presence, a superior power, infinite, immeasurable, the work of the Spirit of God. See, God knows, we've already established that Monday night, that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Doesn't make any difference if it's 13 levels down in some military base or hidden somewhere in locked vaults. Doesn't make any difference. And I want you to know right now that in those places, obviously, believers in Christ are always weaned out of those deep, dark projects. We mentioned the massive kind of rituals, Bohemian Grove, the Parsons, and many others. Secondly, I want you to think about this. Take a look and do some research on the Satanic calendar. Begin to look at some of the dates of the Satanic calendar. I want you to think in terms of what really occurs. Sex rituals, blood rituals, rituals with animals, rituals with girls 7 years old to 17. Human sacrifice. Take a look at the calendar in September, in October, in December, in April coming up. The end of April, Walpurgis, beginning of May. In the summertime, satanic rituals or revels and Satan revels. You've got to understand now that these rituals listed here now, they're not just done by a couple people in an obscure place. They're now done by thousands of individuals committed to the dark side. They're now done, for example, if the ritual of demon revels or satanic revels in the summertime, what if that is done in a thousand, 10,000, or 100,000 locations all at once? That's why I've been trying to tell you that the numbers of ritual workers, the numbers of covens and small groups have grown, tripled, quadrupled. They're 10 times what they were back in the 60s. So let's take a look right now at what we need to take a look at. And that is that the growth during these dates, there are times I believe that in cities and locations, you can sense. I gave indicators of this in the series we're doing to add as a complement to this. Indicators of satanic rituals being done in your city. Let me give you a third element here again. Satanic ritual abuse, and anybody dealing with one victim will know of the horrific stories, detailed stories, ancient languages, ancient symbols, practices. And if you've done research and gone out into the field, you may have been taken to ritual sites. You may have found bones. You may have found altars. You may have found ancient writings. You may have found the very places, well, they don't want you to find. Many factors involved, but when you have a number of millions of satanic ritually abused individuals, then you're talking now millions of rituals. And the interesting thing would be this, the Jack Parsons Babylon working, the goal to create a genetically combined demon-human, the concept that was impressed upon him, he was guided to seek, he was guided to find, is the very terminology used by those who've created hundreds of thousands of what they call chosen ones, Babylon working babies. The concept of Babylon working, rituals that are done before conception, rituals that are done around conception, rituals that are done while the child is in utero, rituals that are done to cause dissociation, cause splitting, beginning to demonize, their belief that genetically, by blood, in the demonic attachments, if it was one individual or two, that would be one thing. But if we're talking 4 million cases, or as some believe, 10 million cases, not even including Europe, 20 million created in the context of satanic rituals, the summoning of demons, the transference of demons. Every single satanic, ritually abused person can talk about and tell you as they're seeking recovery of the demonic summoning and transference of demonic presence in the programming of subpersonalities. That they've been created for war. That they've been created for a, in their teaching and programming, a glorious new age coming. And their belief in a coming supernatural world leader. Imagine that. If you're listening tonight, you're listening to part three. Part three of a series this week called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. It has been fought against this week, clearly. It has been fought against tonight. Tonight, and if you have had trouble listening, or if it has gone off and on, let me let you know again that the archives are secure, they're here, and they're going to be available off the site. Let me also tell you that as we do this, we recognize that there are those listening that are just curious, how much do we know? How much will we reveal? And will ritual workers summon powers and send them against us? Will the prayers that have been prayed release and bring about the hand of God to counter that? Christians need to understand power encounters of this type. Spiritual warfare is on a whole new level. The world, the flesh, and the devil, yes, there is that concept of warfare in the believer's life where Jesus Christ brings power, authority, and victory in all the elements. And listen, it's very important. You need to know your authority, the armor of God, the power of God, the power of the word of God, and your need to be operative, that is obedient. You receive it by faith. You manifest the power, the authority, and the might of God in obedience. Let me ask how many Christians are out there praying in their cities, God uncover satanic rituals. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this is where human sacrifice, blood sacrifice, children are being abused sexually. This is where the powers are being raised and sent out against pastors in the entire city, in the air of the city, the atmosphere of the city. That's why you feel darkness in the air. That's why you feel suppression over the churches in your area, because of the advanced, manifested presence of the dark side. It's as though the king of Moab has sacrificed his son and unleashed the powers of the demon gods to give them success. That's how they operate. Every undergrounder knows this is true. To the sub-personalities, priestesses and priests that know the twilight language, ancient languages, you know the breath, the mounting, the guidance, the severity, the punishment, the powers, the frenzy of the demons. Well, you can ask the demons right now. They know the name Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ, and the cross of Christ, and the power of God. They know all of them. All of hell knows one thing for sure. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Do you know that he's the Son of God, the Savior, God in human flesh? Do you know him personally in your life? Are you vulnerable as a scientist, vulnerable as a political leader, vulnerable as a military man or woman? Are you vulnerable in the human enhancements that you have that have not come from God? Have you been layered with masqueraded powers darkening you? Stealing the human capacities that God created for his presence. Will you willingly allow dark, seducing, deceiving, counterfeit, finite powers to use your life? Will you hear the voice of the Spirit of God tonight calling you to come to the living Christ, to look at the cross, to look at the power of God, to look at the physics of God in salvation, in God's presence and power and authority and enhancement in your life, and the coming indestructible immortality and the ability to see God face to face? Without Christ, none of it is yours. Knowing the living Christ in your life, the presence of God will come in, the gift of God, a new nature, forgiveness, and the stripping of the powers of darkness will occur at the moment of salvation. And as you open and yield to Christ, so tonight, in a providential way, tonight, in a very providential way, I would urge those listening by the archives a week later, a month later, maybe somebody sent it to you. Maybe you've acquired it through others. You didn't want anyone to know that you've been listening, but God knows, and there's a presence in my life that gives me the sense that you are listening, some of you, for fear of punishment and the possibility, demonic retribution, coven retribution, handler retribution. If you've been in the projects that have split your mind and created other things, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ can break programming, heal the inner personalities, bring you wholeness, and bring you love, and bring you a presence of peace you have never, ever felt. It's the peace of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. It is the peace of Yahweh Adonai. Do you know it? In the last 10 minutes of our show tonight, appreciate the message that came in from Karen and others that are trying to send. I know that some are having trouble tonight. And the question comes, hi, Russ, would the Nephilim be the ones who gave Jack Parsons information about rockets in the cosmos? God bless, Karen. Thank you, Karen. And I would say that it's very possible for those with Nephilim blood that are there. Yes. It's more likely that Ephesians 6 talks about principalities, powers, rulers, cosmocrators. Or even in Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, where the Holy Spirit says expressly, means we should take great notice, that in the end of days, a barrage of literally in, on the area of numbers and intensity of manifestation at our side. Planos. Seducing, deceiving. The Greek word can be translated imposters. I believe it was an imposter that guided Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, Barbara Marx Hubbard, David Spangler, Robert Mueller. I believe it was this presence that guided so many of the fathers and mothers of the New Age. But I do believe it's the very, very dark ones, cosmocrators, that guided people like Aleister Crowley and Jack Parsons. Because he involved a territorial working, a broader working. Because he was summoning something, well, in the heavenlies, and did ritual working that would literally come upon the active sexual encounter between, well, the woman that was chosen and him in the creation. The cause of conception would be spirit-inspired, spirit-initiated. So the guy was trying to create Nephilim. And that is the concept of the spirits of the other side. That is the spiritual agenda in the creation of chosen ones, satanic ritual abuse. They are titled chosen ones because of the satanic issue, chosen for Satan. But they're also called from the 50s on, believe it or not, BWBs, Babylon Working Babies. Because the dark side agenda revealed by the Spirit of God in the Word of God shows that they need an army, that they need a ramping up, that they're working on many fronts, suppress the church, defeat the church on the one front, create a massive counterfeit to the church, the New Age movement, bring about deep, dark, secretive, dark rituals, conjuring powers, sending them into the air, sending power out to fuel the agenda. The coming counterfeit Pentecost, a satanic inverted counterfeit that would bring a bursting of dark presence. Not an incremental approach. The great chaos, the great revolt, the great rebellion. They call it the Black Awakening. The very thing that will level the governments, the military, the law enforcement, the grid. That will level existing world powers. There is no globalism without this. And there is no Black Awakening. There is no unleashing of horrific slaughter. Well, we've outlined it in a 64-page book called The Black Awakening. And if you do get that book, you get 80 hours of MP3s that deal with the rise of Satanism, teachings on spiritual warfare, lectures that are on the very process of what Jack Parsons was trying to do, Babylon Working Babies. 20-some hours that deal with the Black Awakening, the creation of super soldiers. And then there's the entire book of Daniel. So 80 hours of MP3s of conference seminar material. Can I urge you to consider getting a hold of it? And even more, can I consider asking those who are believers in Christ Yes, we can know that this is massive, this is big, this is broad, this is wide. On the one side, massive, big rituals are going on. On the other side, the satanic calendar alone tells us there is a synchronization of many rituals done at the same time. And then when you deal with satanic ritual abuse, we know that the ongoing of hundreds of thousands of rituals to create, empower, maintain, and advance super soldiers, well, it's all going on. It's very clear that high-level military individuals have no problem opening the doors to black magic, dark powers, and engaging in satanically guided rituals. Listen, let me say this in the last 3 minutes tonight. In 1 Peter chapter 1, you'll read about how believers in Christ are shielded by God's power through faith. In 1 John 4, 4, you're going to read about how greater is the power of the Spirit of God inside of you than the power of, Satan and the demons outside in the world. You're going to read about in Ephesians 5 that we are now to redeem the time, make the most of every opportunity. Jesus Christ has not come yet, so the Great Commission is to be advanced by the power of God, by praying believers, by obedient witnesses, by believers who do not live in fear, but in the great, indefeatable power of God. Clothed with the Spirit's power, guided by the Spirit of God Himself, the armor of God on, the authority of Christ, appropriated and used to do what? Pray against manifested dark powers in the air, in your city, in the rituals, in the military systems, in the government systems, in demonized individuals. Will you take up the cross and follow Christ? Believers in Christ, we must, in this day, in this hour, stand before God, give Him every ounce of our being. Do not be entangled by the world, the flesh, or even the enemy. And don't you dare let fear destroy and cripple your faith. When you stand up and believe God, as God loves you to do, Hebrews 11, 6, according to your faith, so be it to you. Nothing is impossible to the ones that believe. Can you advance the cause of Christ? Yes. Be a worshiper. Be a witness for Christ. Be a prayer warrior. Praying for the advance of the cause of Christ and directly praying against all of the satanic stuff, the ritual powers. Be guided by the Spirit of God. Listen, take a look at the series coming out. We're giving new information that we've never given before. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I urge you to come to Him. The Word of God says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Check out John's Gospel, chapter 7, my friends. My dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, and we'll see you Friday night at 6 p.m.